Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Do you struggle getting to sleep because of your anxiety? Do you wake up in the middle of the night, toss and turn because you're worrying about something that may or may not happen, and it just keeps you up? And you feel like nothing is going to help you get a good night's rest. That's what we're going to talk about in this episode of the Mental Health Today Show, coming right up. Welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a board-certified counselor. And today we're going to talk about really several topics, but the main one is losing sleep because of your anxiety. And I've tried something a little new. I'm using YouTube Live. I want to try to use that as like a call-in show and get some feedback from you all. So if you want to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe, you are more than welcome to do that. And then you can see when I'm going on live, and then you can participate. How cool would that be? So if you like watching videos, and or if you want to come on the show, I won't force you to come on and you talk. You can just put it in the chat and I'll read your question. But you're welcome to go to my YouTube channel at John P, as in Paul, Cordray, on or at YouTube, and make sure you subscribe there, and you'll get all my videos. And there's quite a few of them that I think you will find very helpful. Everything that I do, why I'm doing this is because I really have a deep sense of wanting to help other people. And so if you're interested, if you like watching videos on kind of self-help, mental health issues, then I think you would like my channel. If you're not already a subscriber, you're welcome to subscribe if you want. Mark says, I got bad anxiety from my concussions from football. Life has changed. Yeah, Mark, that can happen. Any type of trauma, whether it's physical or emotional trauma, can cause a lot of anxiety. As I was saying before, I love doing live stream because I love the interaction. I love answering questions. And I was on Periscope for a number of years and did quite well, loved it. And now they're doing away with it. So I'm testing to see if YouTube Live would be a good place. I thought, well, since I have a YouTube channel, maybe this might be a good place to come on and use it like I did with Periscope. And a lot of that was a lot of interaction, a lot of questions, Q&A that you might have or are curious about. And so I talked about the title of this live stream is, does anxiety cause you to lose sleep? And a lot of times it does for a lot of people. I just recorded a video, kind of a first for me, because I've had a lot of people ask me or talk about insomnia, what can I do to get to sleep, fall asleep, that type of thing. So I decided to do a video on really basically meditation, what you can do at night when you're trying to go to sleep. It's got relaxing music, and I kind of walk you through an exercise to help you fall asleep. And I think you'll like it. If you struggle with falling asleep, it's not public. It's not released yet. It's coming soon. So if you are interested in that, I would subscribe to my channel, and you'll get notified about that. So that's what I would do. I would, if you struggle with that, it's designed, the video is designed to just play, not really watch, because obviously I want you to be trying to go to sleep. So you can put your phone near the bed, put your earbuds in, and lay down and just listen. And I walk you through what are some things that you can do to fall asleep. And I think it would help. Anxiety is one of those things that it's a tricky thing, because so often it can come out of nowhere. Or like Mark said, he got a concussion in football, and that led to anxiety. And when you have tragic things like that happen, or maybe during an accident, you can have things just change your life. And without you even knowing, you can wake up one morning and something happen, and it just changes your life. It rocks your world. And that actually happened with a friend of mine a few weeks ago. And his dad had COVID and went into the hospital and he died. And that sudden change, that sudden loss, creates this anxiety, this trauma. And especially when you lose a parent, or if you're a parent and you lose a child, that creates anxiety. One of the things that I want to do is to normalize anxiety necessarily, because it's something that we don't want, but to normalize the fact that you're okay, that you're not crazy, you're not abnormal, there's nothing wrong with you if you have anxiety. And that's what I want, my mission, if you will. Obviously, I want to help you with anxiety and depression. I want to reduce that in your life. But I also want to help you not believe or give in to the stigma that if you struggle with a mental illness, or maybe not necessarily a mental illness, but you have mental health issues. Maybe you don't necessarily have a diagnosis, or maybe you do. Whether you have a diagnosis or not, you still can feel like there's something wrong with you. And you might have people or friends that don't get it. They don't understand what you're going through. And it could be a very lonely thing, can't it? And even your own family members may not truly understand what you're going through, which then adds to the anxiety. And that's one of the things that can be very, very difficult and can lead to a lot of sleepless nights. And anxiety is really about the unknown, the fear of the unknown, and not knowing what's going to happen, or believing that something bad's going to happen. And when you're in bed and you're trying to fall asleep and all these things going around and around and around in your mind, that keeps you up. And then you don't get enough sleep, and then it's worse the next day. And it just compounds itself. It's like a vicious cycle going around and around and around. And that can be very, very difficult. When you feel like no one understands you, no one gets you, and then you feel alone, and then you're faced with this, perhaps for the first time, maybe you have anxiety and it just came out, and maybe you don't know, is it worry or anxiety or something else, and you're just now starting to do some research, or maybe you've had anxiety forever and it just won't go away. And it's really easy to fall into that trap of there is something wrong with me, and the inner critic that kind of yells in your ear and tries to convince you that, you know, your life is over, you do not have a good life and you're going to be miserable forever. And that's the inner critic. And that is false. You can live a very productive and happy life at the same time as having anxiety. I know it sounds counterintuitive or maybe a paradox, but it's possible. As you are growing, as you have anxiety, you as you work on it, you can get stronger. And the stronger you get, the better you'll be and better your life will be. I don't know when your anxiety will go away. I believe it can. Absolutely. That is good news, I hope. I absolutely believe your anxiety can go away. Will it? I don't know. I can't predict your future, but I do believe it will. I've seen it happen. And usually, though, it does not go away on its own. You have to work on it. You have to put to practice things that you can do to help your anxiety or depression or really whatever struggle you're dealing with. You have to put in the work. There's no easy thing, easy way out. And so I just want to encourage you that you can fall asleep if you have anxiety. You can get rest. There are options. And you don't have to use any supplements. There are natural things they can do. If you are using medication, that's okay too. Sometimes you need it. Sometimes you need it, and sometimes you don't. And so that's hard to know sometimes, though. When do you need it and when do you don't? And that's what I recommend, talking to a therapist near you and kind of going over your story. What is it that you're struggling with? And then your therapist can help you with that. But I would encourage you, try not to self-diagnose yourself. I know it's easy to do, right? We have symptoms and we go and we type it into Google and we try to figure out what's wrong with me. Understandable. I get it. But if you're really struggling and your anxiety is keeping you up at night, and there are probably things that you need to do, including going to your doctor, there could be health-related issues. Or it could be, if you tried everything, then there might be some things that you need to work on. Is it Sandeep? Is that how you pronounce your name? I get highly nauseous every single time. Yeah, Sandeep, I actually, are you a subscriber to my channel? I don't remember. But I do talk about that, anxiety and feeling nauseous. It's probably one of the worst feelings you can have. When you feel like you're going to throw up, and just the fear of throwing up makes you feel nauseous. And there are things that I would encourage you to do if that's you, if you have nausea or you've had it before, think about what are some things that you can do. And think of your senses, all five of your senses. So what do you listen to? What do you watch? What you smell, what you taste, what you touch, and try to work on all of those senses to help your nausea. And the video that I just did, it's uploaded, but it's not public yet. It will be soon, is on sleeping. And it's a meditation. And so it's very step-by-step, very slow. And with some really soft music, and it's designed to help you fall asleep. You have to work on it. You've got to put in the work. And sometimes that nausea doesn't go away right away. I believe it can. I believe it will. But it's something that you have to work on. And you might have to experiment on what you can eat. Things like peppermint or ginger can help soothe your stomach. What you listen to, as far as especially when you go to sleep, are you listening to calming music? Do you need to go into a room by yourself, turn out the lights, and get away from all of the distractions and just kind of focus on your breathing and do deep breathing to help your stomach? So there's great news is when you struggle with mental health issues, it doesn't stay, doesn't have to. You can get better. But the flip side of that is you have to work on it, whether it's going to a therapist and working through your struggles, or if it's working specifically on deep breathing and some exercises that you can do at home, or both. So I just know that so many people feel like they're alone in this. And one of the things that I really value on my YouTube channel is the community there. People who watch my videos and they'll make comments to each other. And I wish there was a better format on YouTube to be able to really bring that out, like a group, almost like a Facebook group, but on YouTube. Because I think we learn from each other and we can encourage one another. And, you know, just knowing, you know, if you talk about your anxiety and maybe some issues that you struggle with and someone else saying, yeah, I have that too. You know, just knowing that can be helpful. And that's something that I would encourage you to do. One of the things that, again, I liked on my videos, especially the ones on anxiety and nausea, the community there, they help each other. They talk to each other in the comment section. And, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe if I, if we do more YouTube live, if I come on here and maybe this could be a place. I know when I did Periscope, which is Twitter's used to be, or will be ending soon. Periscope is a live stream that Twitter owned. That's what it was. It was a community of thousands of people. I only have five people watching right now on YouTube Live, but on Periscope Live, I would be doing this very similar thing live and talking. I would have up to 1,500 at a time watching. So I know the need is there. I know that there are people who are wanting to learn about their own mental health. And I think that is huge. That's awesome that you're wanting to learn about your mental health. You're the one that's going to be in control. You're the one that's going to help you feel better. You're just not going to wake up one day and, ooh, it feels great. Probably not. Probably there are a few of those out there that happens. But by and large, you're going to have to work on your mental health and also work on your thoughts, right? You know, I was talking about earlier about how that stigma, we tend to place a stigma on ourselves when we have, when we struggle with a mental illness or a mental health issue. That there's something wrong, I'm terrible, no one's going to like me, I'm afraid to tell others about my anxiety, which is huge. That fear of letting a friend know that you have anxiety, which fears are typically what I encourage people, typically, not all the time, but typically I encourage people who have a fear to face it. Because it's the fear of the fear that's going to keep you from really enjoying life. You allow that fear to keep you from moving forward and getting better. So if you avoid things, avoid people because of your fear, then fear is going to win every time. And when you allow fear to win, then you're going to be in this place of loneliness and just not feeling good. So, again, which is why I'm on YouTube, why I have a podcast. If you listen to podcast, you can go and wherever you listen to podcast, it's called the Mental Health Today Show. It's why I do that is because I want to empower you to work on your own mental health. I want to inspire you to get better. I want to help you and inspire and give you passion to work on your mental health and to help other people. I mean, how cool would it be for you? Maybe you're really struggling and you don't see a way out or hope. How cool would it be for you to learn about your mental health and then help other people? And then you can pass it on. You know, that would be huge. for you and the other person. Because we are created to be social. We need each other. And yet a lot of times our mental illness tends to, or mental health issues, not just mental illness, but when I say mental health issues, I mean you might not be have a diagnosis, but you have similar traits or similar symptoms. So whether you have mental health issues or mental illness itself, for you to not give into that notion or those thoughts, the false thoughts that you're crazy. And I want to empower you, to equip you, to encourage you, to inspire you, and to give you some good news. We have to have good news. We have to know that we can get better. Otherwise, we're in this dark place all the time. So whether you like watching videos, whether it's on YouTube or anywhere else, or you like listening, you know, I have a YouTube channel here, subscribe to it. And if you like to listen to podcasts, and subscribe to the Mental Health Today show. And that'd be great if you want that. And a lot of people do. And I feel very humbled that people watch and listen. And it's something that I thoroughly enjoy. And so if you're struggling with something, I hope it's an encouragement with you or for you. And I really enjoy hearing feedback from everybody about what do you want to learn about? What would you like me to talk about? I talk a lot about anxiety and depression and what you can do to work through that. But I would like to know, what is it that you would like? And so you, whether it's here live or on a video, you can make a comment or reach out to me. I would love that. And thank you, by the way, whoever I see that the thumb up, I appreciate that. I'm learning that YouTube Live is not quite as active, or interactive as Periscope was. Can you talk about setbacks and recovery? Bruno, I think that's a great topic. I absolutely love your video. Oh, thank you, Xander, Jay. I appreciate that. Very nice of you. So this interaction is helpful for me. Periscope was lots of interaction. So when you give a thumbs up, I know you're listening. Or when you make a comment, I know you're listening. You have helped me through so much. Oh, I appreciate that, Xander. That's really means a lot to me that the videos have helped you. That's why I do it. That was very inspiring. Oh, thank you, Cindy. Okay, Bruno, we'll get back to your question. You said, talk about setbacks in recovery. I think that's a great topic. I talk a lot about how you can recover and you will get over it and get and feel better. But there are times that when you are feeling like things are getting better and better and better, and then something happens and then you go right back to it. Whether it's in rehab, or whether it's just your own mental health recovery, maybe you have been going to a therapist for years, perhaps, and you were feeling better, and maybe you were on medication for years, and now you're feeling better, and your psychiatrist helped, and your doctor helped wean you off of it, and you're no longer on medication, you're no longer going to therapy, and then all of a sudden something happens like a trigger and it sets you right back, and it feels like a setback. It feels like that all of that work is for nothing. That's what it feels like. But here's the thing. When you are growing, you're struggling, right? Struggling is growth. I know that doesn't make sense, but it is. And so when you are growing and something happens and you feel like it's a setback, that is part of our normal life, right? So we do better, and then we do worse. We do better and worse. So this is back and forth. And yet during that process, you're growing stronger. And you may not feel like it, but you are. because we have to go through setbacks. We have to go through all these struggles to get stronger.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
And that is the difficult point. Because when we are hurting, we want to feel better. And that is completely normal. Whenever we're in pain, we want to feel better right away. But that's not how growth works. Unfortunately, growth is time. It takes time. And sometimes that time feels like a setback because you messed up again. What do? You get right back at it and start working on growing again. Sometimes setbacks feel like little stepping stones. In retrospective, that's what I think. Yeah, Arctic, I think that's great. Exactly. Because if you focus strictly on your setbacks, or if you focus only on your mistakes or only on your failures, then you're going to be in this mindset of I'm no good, right? When you're in that mindset, you feel like you're no good and there's something wrong with you, and you have to get past that. Is it Merck J? I have problems eating when I'm under stress or anxiety, but I'm doing a lot better. I relate to the setback part. Remember, every time you overcome the setback, you get stronger. Absolutely. I absolutely believe that. But it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to grow. It's hard to become strong because there's no quick trick to becoming stronger. You have to go through the hard stuff to get strong. Xander J, you said your video on telling yourself that tomorrow will be a good day and trying to accept feelings and learn to love yourself truly did so much for me. You helped me sleep much better. Oh, Xander, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't know if you heard earlier, but I was talking about my newest video that I uploaded. It's not public yet. It's not released yet on YouTube, but it will be on my channel. But it's specifically to help you fall asleep if you have anxiety. So, I mean, it's kind of a new video. I haven't really done a video like this before because I actually help walk you through steps to fall asleep with calming, relaxing music. So be on the lookout for that. It'll come out soon. And hopefully that will help you as well. Let me know if that's something that can be benefit when it releases. Tell me in the comments if it's helpful, because I like to experiment with things. And so I just want to know what would best help you is what I want to do. Guys, I appreciate you liking. Give me a thumbs up on this. That helps me know that this has been helpful. Thank you. Really appreciate your comments. I know not everybody feels comfortable commenting, and I get that. That's okay. Not a problem. But I do enjoy this interaction. This is what helps makes it go so much better. I like doing this actually better than the videos and my podcast, because I can talk to you. It's a privilege watching these live ones and the new videos. Thanks. Oh, great. Thank you, Arctic. I do appreciate that. This is, I'm very happy to be able to come on YouTube Live and to just to try it out. I think it's great. I like the idea of coming on live and then talking about some of the videos that I am releasing that are coming out. That's kind of cool concept. I wish there was more functionality in the YouTube Live, but this is a good start. I thought your last video was 2 years ago, but I'm glad to see you're back. Yes. Is it Merc J? There was a break. Yes, I had a break from the YouTube. A lot of things have happened. My family, I moved, took another job. My daughter got married. So lots of these different transitions. I had to stop for a while. I hope to come out with some more videos. I have some very recent videos that I did that you can watch. But I think this is great. I love to be able to talk directly to my subscribers and kind of get your feedback and talk to you. I think that's really cool. So very cool. So I hope you're encouraged. I hope that you realize that there are a lot more people who struggle with similar issues than you thought. And that is hopefully an encouragement, just because you're not alone. And there are specific things that you can do to feel better and work at it. Bruno, thanks. I get the setbacks, then the intrusive thoughts and fatigue comes in, which I struggle too much. Yeah, Bruno, that's exactly right. And I call that the inner critic. And it's so powerful and so loud. And when we mess up, it really hammers us. And it's like almost like, I knew I did it wrong. Or see, I'm not that good of a person. See, I'm worthless. And you just have to really, really do your best to fight against that, because you don't want those thoughts, those intrusive thoughts, to win. Remember, you are in control of your thoughts. You are the one that's in control of those intrusive thoughts, and you can tell it to go away and replace it with positive thoughts and do positive things. You know, you might have to go out and do something just to get away from those intrusive thoughts. And typically I think those tend to come out when you are alone and things are quiet. It comes out. Aldo Gattica, good to see you again with new videos. Great work. Thank you so much, Aldo. I appreciate that. I hope to do more. Obviously, this is my first live stream. I might have done a couple years ago, but I'm glad that I'm able to do this. I love to live stream. I love to talk directly to people. I've done it on Periscope for years, but now Periscope is going away, and hopefully YouTube Live will become a stronger platform, and we'll just see. I like YouTube, and I think it's a great place. I struggle sometimes with how can I reach more people, because I think I have a lot of great content. So I think it's just a matter of maybe word of mouth, and hopefully with people sharing and commenting that I can reach more people. So I just want to help as many people as possible. This has been just an amazing time. I really appreciate you. I wasn't sure who would show up. but I am so glad that you did. And I hope this has been helpful for you and encouraging to you. Thank you so much for the likes and on this particular live video and your kind words. And so I hope you'll enjoy the new videos that are coming out. And so, all right, well, I'll leave it at that. I appreciate you. Please know that I appreciate you. Thank you. You be safe too. And I enjoy reading your comments on my videos. And I just thank you. And I appreciate you. All right, guys, I'm going to take off now. Take care and be watching for some of my other videos coming out. And let me know if you have questions or if you want me to do on a specific topic. So the newest video coming out on sleep and insomnia, that was really encouraged me from a comment of one of my videos. So I do value your input as well. So if there's something that you would like to know more about as far as mental health related issues, let me know. And I will try to make a video on that. So, all right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.